Well, we wanted to get more reaction today to that decision by the Boy Scouts of America to end its ban on gay adult leaders. Yesterday, we spoke with an Eagle Scout who'd been pushing fellow Scouts to be more inclusive, and he welcomed the move. Today, someone who's against it on religious grounds. Now, about 70% of Boy Scout troops are sponsored by churches. The new policy allows them to continue a ban on gay adult leaders. But that exclusion may not be enough. The Mormon Church, which sponsors more troops than any other organization, says it's considering starting a competing program for boys. And there already is one. John Stemberger chairs the board of Trail Life USA. That's a Christian scouting program that was started after the Boy Scouts' decision in 2013 to allow gay youth to participate. And John, welcome.
It's great to be with you.
And as you well know, the Boy Scouts of America president, former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, said that this is an issue that divided Scouts, that the ban wasn't inclusive, but also not sustainable, that there would be even more lawsuits against Scouting than there are, and that Scouting would lose. There is gay marriage in the U.S., legal across the U.S. right now. Why not gays leading troops?
Well, this is a very sad day in my judgment. The purpose and the mission of the Boy Scouts of America, which they rarely talk about, is to really prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices. And so what are we saying to young people when we just look at the polls and what's popular to determine what our values and morals are going to be? And that's the problem with the decision. It is unsustainable, but it's unsustainable for churches, I think, because they're going to undergo risk and liability that they've never had before.
So it sounds like you're saying, because I was going to ask, why isn't the exclusion for churches good enough? And it sounds like you're saying that you feel that churches, despite the exclusion, will still be sued and that will be a burden for them. But you talked about how scouting is supposed to be, you know, about morals. But why can't people have their own view of what morals are? Nobody's asking, you know, let's say Christian Scouts who don't believe in gay rights, nobody's asking them to adopt them.
Well, prior to this compromise on the Boy Scouts of America part, there were people, both adults and young people, with the same-sex attraction in scouting. Everybody knew who they were, but they were appropriate. They were discreet. They didn't act out. They didn't make a big deal about it. Under the new policy, they can be now openly gay. In America, that means flaunting. That means sexual innuendo, completely inappropriate behavior in a youth program.
Well, hold on a second. I think we have to respond to that, because being openly anything, I mean, nobody can be flaunting sexuality, even if they're heterosexual, in a Boy Scout troop. That would be inappropriate. So I think it just means not being secretive.
Well, I would disagree with that. I mean, you look at anything that has the title gay on it, and it's usually inappropriate, has innuendo, and it inserts sex. I mean, it makes it the big deal of the day. And so it's just inappropriate. Kids should not be around a campfire learning about what homosexuality is. That's an appropriate discussion for parents, not within the scouting program.
I have to ask, John, because many people in America know gay and lesbian people who never mention their sexuality. It sounds like you're referring to a caricature of it. Do you know gay couples or lesbian couples?
Sure, I sure do.
And
yeah.
Do you think
in my family, outside my family, yeah?
Do you think they flaunt that they're always speaking of their sexuality? Is that your experience?
Well, if you look at magazines, look at TV shows, you look at parades, you look at these things, and they're not discreet.
Yeah.
And that's inappropriate for a youth program.
Well, again, maybe many people might see a television program as not reflecting real life. But meanwhile, your organization, Trail Life USA, we understand much of the organization is made up of homeschooled kids. In our reading of accounts, scriptures are used during camping trips. It sounds wonderful. I went to church camps myself. But are you concerned that what you're doing is limiting young people in an increasingly diverse world? Put aside a young gay person or a gay scout leader, a Buddhist, for instance, may not be comfortable in an organization that has Bible scripture. It just limits young people in a world that's becoming increasingly diverse.
Well, actually, in our program, we will allow any boy of any faith. We will allow a boy that has the same-sex attraction or even has gender issues. We will even allow an atheist boy for the reason that we want to influence that young man and show him that the beauty of the creation screams that God exists and try to help him to think clearly about that issue.
What happens if the Mormon Church also starts their own club? You've got yours. Are you the ones who are destroying Boy Scouting?
No. The Boy Scouts of America has made a very sad decision. And in fact, it feels to me like part of America dies as a result of this. This is a cherished institution that is literally going to gut its own membership. If the Catholic and the Baptist Church leaves in addition to the Mormon Church, then it's really going to be a sad thing. This institution is now basically defying its own law and its own oath and 104 years of tradition.
That's John Stemberger, chair of the board of Trail Life USA, a Christian scouting program started after the Boy Scouts of America allowed young gay youth into their organization, and obviously against the recent lifting of the ban on gay leaders. John, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.